Hello, this is Christina, digital marketing coach, and today's a new episode of KSM Podcast, Growing Business Online with Christina. And in this new episode, I really have such a pleasure to have my special guest speaker, farmer from Japan, Keika Kurihara. Keika, welcome to the new episode of KSM Podcast.
Okay, thank you very much for inviting me. My name is Keika Kurihara. I am a Chinese medical herb tea therapist. What I am doing is I am opening a school to teach how to use tea or effectively to make your body health. And the Chinese tea is made in China, and the Chinese medical herb therapist is also made in China. The Chinese people are use Chinese medicine, and this Chinese medicine is not using chemical medicine. They are using our organic food and beverage, like our Chinese tea, our vegetables, fruits and roots in all matters. And my Chinese tea medical herb therapist is our focusing how our body condition is, and use Chinese tea or Chinese herbs, or maybe sometimes European herb too, but vegetables and fruits, and uses all these herbs and tea. Choose the right herbs or tea to change your body in a good shape.
And th
That's
this
it.
is really amazing, Kika. And what can you tell us for our listeners? What is your background? What did you do before you start this business? And what triggered you to do what you do as a tea therapist?
I actually my previous job is very different. I used to work as a real estater and work as a real estate in Hawaii, and what I do is building and constructing houses, or selling or buying lands and properties to our Japanese owners who want to live in Hawaii. But so it's very different. But at that time, I had a very sad I had a very sad things happened to me. I had a baby, but my baby naturally goes, and I couldn't get a baby, and that makes my body really bad condition. And even though I got to hospital, it didn't heal well, and my body condition is getting worse and worse. And at that time, my husband has to go to Shanghai for his business, and that's why I moved to Shanghai to live there. And at that time, I met a Chinese doctor, and he treat my body well, and I was so surprised, that amazing, that my body condition is getting well without medicine. So I asked him how to do it, and he introduced me, where he get a doctor doctoral certificate, and I went to that university to study Chinese medicine. This is my start to doing this Chinese tea
And
therapy.
thank you for sharing, because it sounds pretty, I know, and sometimes when I ask my guest speakers, sometimes they talk about their background, and we all have different backgrounds, and I'm sorry, and I'm so sorry what I heard about you in your when you were living in Hawaii, but now it's better. And sometimes we when we experience something, there are many guest speakers similar as you are in terms to has had some problem, health issues or something like that. And on some way that this business, what they do now, it's some kind that came to do their door, because they open up, and through that experience, their experience using some kind of healing themselves, as your case is, they just started and continue working in that area, even though that they didn't think that they are going to do that, as you said that you were in some other industries like real estate, as you mentioned. And this is something a very, very encourageable and very inspired story. We all have story, And how many years do you work in this area in terms of tea and yes, yeah, as a therapist?
Oh, well, actually, I started work as a therapist from last year, so it's just 1.5 year now. And but when I was in Shanghai, my professors asked me to earn to do or to work as a therapist, and why don't I teach our Chinese tea therapist? And by understanding our professors in front of them, I start teaching them. And when I was in Shanghai, that's my start. So that's that is it started our 2022, so that is 2 years ago.
And
So,
congratulations on your that you choose to do it and start your job. And that Kesson Podcast Growing Business Online with Christina is all about entrepreneurs who work online, and focus is to help them to move forward, and listeners have chance to hear their voice and what they do. And do you work globally, for example? Do you work online? Can you share with us just for who are mostly users of your therapy services or NT, of course?
Okay. Well, right now it's mainly Japanese people do because I'm Japanese, and I work on I work I teach school online, so all the Japanese people can receive my lessons, so to from anywhere. Even though all over the world can get my list
Especially
because
you speak because if you speak English, so this is going to be a people who speak English, because of
yes.
either than only people in Japan. When they how they come to you, and what they learn in your school, what they are going to learn, and how they feel after that.
Okay, well, after they learn these lessons, they know how to use how to use tea property, and they can heal themselves. And also they after they use their tea therapy, they know how to balance their body conditions. So what I do is when I have a headache lately, I I use like green tea with some herbs, and heals my headaches or stomach ache too. Those kind of things. And also I can we can when we use this therapy, they're especially women, and their period is becoming more smoothly, and
So
making.
as you mentioned that people can heal mostly headache or stomach ache, what would be maybe other kind of, let's say disease, but pain, like when they have some pain or other or people who
Well,
can use all those
yeah.
things.
Well, those people who are diseased, they need to take some medicine to heal themselves. But also, we can to use this tea therapy, make your treatment much faster to getting healthy.
Yeah, and this is really helpful, and very people can have chance to be healthy. And I wanted to ask you about tea, for example. Do you help them to choose which kind of tea, or can they buy from you, or you can just suggest where to buy those tea in
Okay.
terms of
Yeah,
healing?
they can also purchasing tea from me, but also those teas are, they can buy anywhere, in a supermarket sometimes, or those are Chinese tea shops, or maybe they're Chinese or Chinese. Medicine sh med medical shops and those places are pharmacies. Maybe the Chinese medical or pharmacy, they also use their Chinese herbs, so they can pick up what they want.
Yeah,
But
and I am
also,
asking you because of that the listeners can hear your story and that just to know how to connect with this because in terms because of healing or when they can have it, just you can join to Keika and Keika can help you and teach you and just to to be helpful to you to know how to heal yourself.
Yes. It's better to they know if they know the knowledge of their Chinese tea therapy, they can heal themselves, and also they can help their family or her friends or children or mother and fathers. And yeah, sometimes when they get sick, they don't know what to do, or maybe they go to the hospital, or maybe they can help, they can heal, they can treat themselves at home, what they have to do. And if they know their knowledge of how to heal, how to treat and their children, they can use that tea therapy to treat their children or their partners or mother, father, friends.
Whoever. And you
Yeah,
inspire me to
whatever.
ask you, for example, for people who wanted to, there are many overweight people, and they wanted to lose weight. They use some kind of tea from your therapy?
Yes. Well, actually, I don't do that diet, but they lose weight. Actually, I lose weight. It's not losing weight, but like our how do you say that? If we eat some not good for health, I said poisoning stuffs in our inner body, that's those are all detoxed by the tea therapy. So after detox, it's naturally losing weight.
Yeah, and
So it's not possible.
this is the goal, because when we start getting new habits in some way in terms to use tea, and we can heal ourselves, and you said everything which is like a toxin or something like that from food what we eat or whatever maybe, it's normally that we get new habits and get some kind of new style or new lifestyle and food and meals, what we use, what we eat. Yeah. And that would be so helpful for us to change our body, to change ourselves.
Yes. So maybe they use the right things, but maybe they eat the different their the wrong one. Even though it's good for it's a good things, but if it's not doesn't fit their that person's, it doesn't affect well and it becomes poisoning. So if they drink or if they eat right things, it goes well, good, and it becomes good energy, and also they can detox well.
And I have many questions, and what I wanted to ask you, who mostly connect with you? You know, let's just say ideal client, ideal you customer of your school or
Yes.
student or however, and who what is your experience with them and feedback from them, just to share with us, because this is so, I think this is so important for our listeners who wanted to connect and to get to get to know you deep, just to know how to that they can connect, and they have some kind of, and what kind of problem mostly they have. There is who is the most you who is mostly who use your and who what kind of pain or illness or they have and connect with you to help them to heal them with
Okay. Yes. Many nurse are asking me for using Chinese tea therapy. There's many are patients cannot use medicine. Sometimes those are ladies who are pregnant and they cannot use medicine. Those people can use Chinese tea therapy. And to treat themselves with that medicine, and also are those people who are in a bad condition, they also ask me to using Chinese tea because they want to change their body conditions.
Yes, I understand.
Yes, those kind of people who needs tea therapy, those people who doesn't want to use medicine to make their body
They want
to
something
be
natural. They want much more like alternative
natural.
medicine or something like that, just
Yeah, some people.
to get their, let's say, lifestyle. Because if we use it and you know, we know how tea is you know, very useful and helpful from many years, you know.
Yes, also like those mothers who have a mothers or father who had their little babies.
It's such amazing. Do you wanted to share with us something which did, what do you think that is so important for listeners to hear maybe from your for your school, or just maybe I asked you many questions, but maybe you wanted to stress something, like to say, from which is so important for listeners or for future clients who will connect with you and get your services and you know, from your school and be your students or clients.
Well, actually, I don't have an English website. I only have Japanese website only to get me know my school my school information, but those people who speaks English, I use our LinkedIn website.
Yeah, listeners can connect you on via LinkedIn. Are you present on Instagram as well?
Yes, I do.
And Facebook?
Yes, and Facebook. Yeah, and they can direct message to me. And
I will put all those links,
okay.
this podcast and video podcast and audio as well, so people can reach out to you and connect with you. So if you have any, just for those your listeners who will listen to this podcast, just if you have any kind of pain and headache, stomach ache, or you are not in a good mood, you don't feel well or need some kind of help, or if you wanted to be therapist, is that correct? Just go and
Yeah, they can
connect
be
with
the therapist.
Keika via LinkedIn, via Facebook, via Instagram. So that would be nice to connect with her.
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice. And I know that you are also a part of one network, which is how I met you. Can you share with us a little bit your experience also, and in BNI, for example, just to listeners, people maybe can also just connect with you on some kind of networking events or something like that.
Yes. Oh, yes. I am our BNI members, and our my chapter, my BNI chapter in Japan, is the only chapter who is open to our overseas members, to BNI, and we welcome all over the world members and guests from our overseas countries. So if they wanna connect to me, and also they have my members in my chapters, there are various business doing various business like our haircutting or English coaching or also our IT and our computing and marketing and those many business persons are also in this chapter. And BNI is a very big communities, not only in Japan, all over the world. And if they can be their one of the member in BNI, they can connect all over the world and they can expand their business. And also, like me, even though I'm just a beginning of their business, we can settle up, organize schools or business very quickly, and we can success being or being or be start as our business to start as a business persons.
And BNI is such a huge and big community organization.
Yes.
Business Network International by Dr. Ivan Meisner. And I know that in Japan it's so great that you have, as you mentioned, global part that we can listen in Japanese and English, which is so cool for people who don't speak Japanese, just speak English. And yeah, it's I was one you should get as a visitor or observer and join, so you can build your business and you can connect with Keika also, and it would be nice. I think it is going to be online one per month to the end of month, like 26,
The end of
27, sometimes. Yeah, and it's nice just to share with all of you who listen to this episode, just to know that this is such a beautiful and very impressive business organization.
Yes, it is.
And we are all welcome there just to have chance and at one place to connect with people all around the globe.
Yes, and also we are Japanese, so if the persons who want to expand our business in Japan, it's good. And our chapter can help other persons from all
Yes.
over the world.
All over the world. And what is the beauty of online business is when you know that we all in all online entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, either that we're females, as I do as a digital marketing coach and podcaster and professional business speaker, and I support small business owners, males and female, to get visibility, to build their online presence organically. I always say that. And what sometimes, you know, Kika, we don't have time to think about ourselves, just to think about business, think about, we are in rush, we are, just go there, go, I have meeting, just, and I really wanted to connect this with your business because we really need to think about our healthy, and and this is such a great place to have you as a special guest speaker to remind ourselves that we really need sometimes to relax ourselves, to relax our body, and to relax our brain in some way and have mindset about it.
Yes. It's a very good tool, or not just our drinking tea, but also tea is our tea has a effective to relax themselves. Like if they have our sleeping problems, they can help this tea can help you to making sleep well. And those relaxing our mood is effective to our making time, making you our tea time more relaxed, and it's good for you to if the person who is doing business or very busy person to have the tea time to make you relax and tidy up your minds.
Yeah, and this is so important. When we tidy our body inside of us, just using tea and get new habits, just to we really clean our body, and it's immediately we have better, it's a clear mind, and
Yes.
open mind to think
Open
of
mind, yes.
open mind in some way, because we are always
Yes. Well, yeah.
overwhelmed with information, because we have a lot on internet and on mobile phones, and people read it and notification and many news, whatever it may be. And just really sometimes we need to wash our body in some way, but not just to clean it,
Yes.
and our mind. Do you have any message for before we ramp up our call today? For, the point is how to start online business or either offline business, but for people, for listeners who are stuck and maybe who are in some way in let's say corporate business, or they have business idea, but they don't wanna, they don't have, they're in stuck to start business. Can you share with us just a message for listeners in terms that they're, let's say they don't have, they don't, they wanted to start, but they sometimes are in struggle with themselves. How I can do that? Can I do that? Just encourage them to do it, like as you done. You were in other industry, and then you are so satisfied now, and you build your business.
Okay. Well, my business, well, this is how I do. Well, those people who are struggling are with their business or their life right now, what they have things. Well, if those people who need becomes a wear condition, we can use our T therapy too. Struggling business, those kind of people who needs to focus or clear up their minds first, what they need to do starting a business and what kind of goal they have, and tidy up their minds to what we have to do from the beginning. And this is how I did it. And I did a testimony and error and repeating and making our gathering together and to establish my school. And doing a testimony and error is sometimes very painful, but also we can learn more things, and that's how our business expanding
And grow and grow.
in
And this is the, if we don't try, we have never know how it's going to be.
right.
And I asked many of my guest speakers, and they say, I was starting, but start and go, and just, and you're in the area to connect with different people, to have supportive business community organization like SBNI or other, and also it's so important to ask people to test it. Hey, I created this, I created that, I designed this dress or whatever, maybe, as you said, or create some recipe for a new meal, whatever it may be. Is it vegetable or fruit? And just ask your neighborhoods, your relatives, so start with something and move and go. And encourage you, and also just don't forget to connect with Keika to have such amazing tea.
Yes,
To clean your body and
and
your mind.
yes, well, if the person who likes to having tea and they're having some dreams that you're doing our healthy organic work business to do, and tea therapy is one of things. And also the tea is we can use everywhere. I see everywhere is some kind of tea in anywhere. So we can use tea therapy. Tea therapy is a very good tool to using or use some business, like a restaurant owner can use one of their one of the beverages to their making their recipe much better, or also our also tea therapy is also good. And we can use anywhere in our as a just using as a personal and also using a business and selling Chinese tea or tea. Also we can do it. We can use as a restaurant and cafe too. And also healing therapy, we can use it use for healing therapy too. So there are many
There are
things that
many opportunities.
you
So,
know.
Keika, thank you. It's time for a wrap up our call today. Thank you so much
Okay.
for being such a great speaker. I'm super happy to have you. And don't forget to drink tea and connect with Keika. Thank you again. And I think that we will have the other podcast very soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you and have a fantastic day. Goodbye.